It's quite understandable for the Broncos to have deja vu this week. After all, another elite running back comes tapping at their chamber door Sunday, Seattle's Sean Alexander.
It's the league, man. Most teams have good running backs now. And you know, you just got to find a way to rally. Guys got to, you know, tackle well and, you know, take care of your assignments, man, and try to play mistake-free football. And if we do that, you know, it's going to give us a great chance to win a football game.
But the Broncos' struggles against San Diego's LaDainian Tomlinson and Kansas City's Larry Johnson are a huge part of the reason why they're on a two-game skid. Tomlinson gained 179 yards from scrimmage back 2 weeks ago. Johnson 163 last Thursday. The result? Both teams won the time of possession battle and then won the games, giving Denver its first two-game regular season losing streak in nearly 2 years.
Last week was the week we really felt like we didn't do our jobs in terms of stopping the run.
It's not what we're used to, and it's something that we're accustomed to. So, I mean, we got to put those games behind us and move on.
But it comes down to tackling, and the Broncos have missed some in recent weeks.
Some of those guys aren't making the plays we were making early in the season. We just got to pick up the effort and continue to make the things work that made us good in the beginning of the season.
I mean, they might make a move, but it's on us to be disciplined enough not to fall for that move to make the tackle. So, you know, both is even. Both of them great backs, but we still got to do our job. That's what we get paid to do.
After allowing Steven Jackson and Larry Johnson to go over 100 yards in the first two games, Denver did not allow another 100-yard rusher for the next 7 games. Then along came Tomlinson and Johnson for a rematch.
We've got to stop the run, and we weren't able to do that last week. So, I mean, that's something that we pride ourselves on. And at least the 2 years I've been here, we've pretty much held all the running backs we've played to under 100 yards, and that's what we plan to do this week.
What's happened the last 2 weeks? These backs have been able to get some yardage.
That's a good question. I mean, it's definitely aberration. It's not what we're used to, and it's something that we're accustomed to. So, I mean, we got to put those games behind us and move on.
So what makes Alexander different from the other two backs, besides the fact that he's not referred to by his initials? Not much, really.
He's very similar to LJ. I mean, he doesn't look tremendously fast, but he has that he's very patient, and he has that movement that he knows where to go with the ball. So very deceptive when you play against Sean Alexander.
I've never seen a guy who can actually see on the backside of a play that's 6 holes away from where he's supposed to be running. He can cut it back and gain positive yards.
The way he looks on film, it looks a lot like LJ, a very patient runner and trying to find where the holes are.
If Alexander is similar, then the Broncos will have to up their efforts to make this week different than the last two.
So we got tone up on what we did bad and get better on it. And the main thing I keep harping on, which is the truth, is tackling. We got to get better at tackling. We do better at that, I think a lot of the plays will nullify ourselves.
If we want to get where we want to get, that's something we have to do. Ever since I've been here, ever since I've played football, that's always at the top of your list each and every week. Stop the run. To give yourself a chance in this league, you got to do that.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.